Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again, we meet the star of our show, the young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young. Well, Alan took Dolores Darling to a dance this evening, and we now find him driving home in Alan's beautiful new car.
Well, you should be home pretty soon, Dolores.
Yes, honey. Ah, and it's such a beautiful night tonight.
Yeah.
Alan, you're driving with one hand.
Yeah. Got to use the other one to hold the fender on.
It was a wonderful dance, honey, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dolores. I was so anxious to be a good dancer tonight. I practiced all week with a broom.
With a broom?
Yeah. You know something?
What?
You're much softer.
Oh, you know, honey, I was certainly surprised once tonight.
Huh?
When we were dancing to that romantic song, I felt an arm slip round my waist.
Yeah, I know.
And then I felt a strong, manly cheek pressed against mine.
Yeah. If that guy had gone one step further, I'd have slugged him.
I really, really had a wonderful time, Alan. Huh? I really had such a wonderful time. Oh, look, we're back on Main Street.
Yeah, I better stop for that red light. Fella bumped right into me.
Of all the stupid things, why don't you go out and tell him what you think of him?
Okay, I will. He's got some nerve. Hey, you.
Yeah, what do you want?
Let's go, Dolores.
Alan, you go back there and tell him a thing or two.
You're perfectly right. Hey, you.
Yeah, what do you want?
You bumped into my car.
So what?
I didn't look at it that way.
Alan, tell him what you think of him.
Okay, Dolores. Listen, you. What's the big idea? What's the big idea going so fast? You going to a fire?
Yeah, I'm going to a fire.
Need any marshmallows?
Listen, punk, scram before I get tough.
Talk like that to you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't talk like that to me?
Why not?
Dolores, why not?
Oh, Alan, if you don't speak up, I'll never talk to you again.
Listen, buddy, you open up your trap and I'll bust you right in the nose.
You will so. Now look, mister.
I'm wasting my time with you. So long, stupid.
Coward. Went away before I could tell him off.
Alan, you should be ashamed of yourself, letting him push you around like that.
But Dolores...
Being shy is one thing, but being spineless is something else.
But Dolores...
I'm getting out of your car. Goodbye.
Oh, look what that fella did. Besides smashing up my car, he got Dolores mad at me. I'm going to sue that guy. Maybe there's a witness around who saw the whole thing. Oh, there's a girl in the corner. Oh, so that guy... Pardon me, miss. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
He'd like to ask me a few questions, he'd like.
Didn't I meet you last week at the newspaper office?
Well, that's where I work. Well, that.
Oh. Yeah, well, miss, somebody just ran into me. It was awful. Look how my frame is out of line.
I ain't built so well myself.
Miss, I'd like to talk to you.
Well, who's stopping you? Well, who's...
Miss, would you give me your name and address?
Well, if you think that's the kind of a girl I am, I am.
I'm looking for a witness to my accident. That's why I wanted your name and address.
I knew there was a catch to it. Other girls get married. Why must I be a miss? Why can't I be a missus?
Maybe Maybe what you've got misses. I don't know. I'd just like to know if you saw the accident.
Sure, I saw the accident. Ooh, what a crash. Ooh, what? Your rear axle was bent to your rear.
Yeah. Did you see how that fella drove into me?
Oh, yeah. And wasn't he tough? I'm just crazy about masterful men.
You too?
Oh, yeah. When I get married, I want someone strong who can light up my life. Someone I can lean on.
You don't want a man, you want a lamppost. I'm sorry I bothered you, miss. Just forget the whole thing.
I hope I run into you again, I hope.
Yeah, not if I can help it, not if. Whole evening is ruined. Might as well forget about girls and go home. There's a park right here in my driveway. I won't be using the car anymore tonight. Huh. Band-Aid held out just long enough. Jonathan's home. All the lights on. That ham actor must be rehearsing.
A rose by any other name would smell Ellen Miller.
Hello, Jonathan.
Well, I detect a note of sadness in your voice. Is aught amiss?
Well, I had a little argument with Dolores, darling.
Women, my boy, are the curse of mankind. Remember what Kipling said? What is a woman? A rag, a bone, a hank of hair.
Is that what a woman is? A rag, a bone, a hank of hair?
That's all.
What holds up those evening gowns?
Just what is your specific problem with Miss Darling? Jonathan Mildew would deign give you the benefit of his vast experience.
Yeah, well, Dolores doesn't seem to think I'm masterful enough. She thinks I should have a more forceful personality.
Well, the girl has a point. Alan, my lad, it's clothes that make the man. Yeah. One feels as one dresses. Gaze upon Jonathan Mildew's attire. Perfect example of fine tailoring. I look as if I stepped out of Esquire.
What about my suit?
Pushed out of Popular Mechanics.
Oh.
But wait, Jonathan Mildew has a thought. A perfect method for bringing out a more masterful personality. Look at this advertisement in the evening paper.
I see. Special sale at Waverly's department store on movie stars' clothes. That doesn't sound very...
Read on, my good man. Read on.
Yeah, read on. Wear the clothes that your favorite movie stars worn. Suits worn only once in famous pictures.
Yes, my lad. Clothes will influence your whole personality.
Look at this slogan. Wear a suit that was worn by George Raft. Look ship-ship in front and no draft aft.
Such a change of clothes might make a new man out of you.
You're perfectly right. That's what I need. One of those movie star suits.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wallington. You know, there isn't a mother listening who wouldn't give anything to save her child discomfort and misery. That's why I want to tell you about Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Because, you see, Minute Rub works remarkably fast to help give relief to the discomforts and miseries that accompany your child's cold. Its fast action is really amazing. You simply rub Minute Rub on your youngster's throat, chest, and back. And in a minute, mind you, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear up that stuffy feeling in the nose and throat. In a minute, Minute Rub starts to bring a feeling of warmth and relief to those tight, sore, aching back and chest muscles. And listen, Mother, Minute Rub is greaseless and stainless. It can't stain clothes or bed linens. So when your child or anyone in your family gets a cold, get quick relief from that cold discomfort the modern way. The greaseless, stainless, Minute Rub way. Well, Alan Young has decided to change his personality by wearing the clothes of the famous movie stars. We find him now entering Waverly's department store.
Hello, Mr. Waverly.
Well, Alan, come in, come in.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice to see you here, Alan.
Yeah, well, I like to shop here, Mr. Waverly, because you're so agreeable.
Well, that's my motto, Alan. That's my motto. The customer is right. The customer is always right. Having a big sale today, Alan. Yeah. Thousands of people streaming in and out of here all day long. Thousands of people.
I don't see any customers around.
I was thinking of joining the Lonely Hearts Club. Customer's right, Alan.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I saw your ad in the paper, and I'd like to buy a suit worn by a movie star.
Oh, sure. Movie star's clothes. Yeah. We've got clothes here worn by all the famous stars. Yeah. Clothes from every star on the screen.
Shelves look pretty empty to me.
Only thing left is Lassie's leash.
Yeah. Well, here's a suit I might like, Mr. Waverly. Look, oh, Mickey Rooney model here.
Oh, that suit will never fit you, Alan. Huh? No sense trying it on. The coat is way too short. Much too short.
I think the coat will come down plenty far.
You can wear it without the pants. But here's a couple of suits I didn't see, Alan. You might like one of them. Take them in that dressing room and try them on.
Okay, Mr. Waverly. See which stars wore these suits. Look at the first one. Charles Boyer. I wonder if it'll change my personality. I'll slip into these pants and see what happens. Ugh. Feel half French already. I'll just put the jacket on. Well, this is remarkable. I feel like Charles Boyer. My lower lip, she is getting longer and longer. Oh, it's wonderful. Now I can kiss a girl and vacuum the org at the same time. Come into the Casbah.
How does the suit fit, Alan?
A little tight around the Casbah. No, I'll try on another one. Let's see. Ooh, Ronald Coleman model. Let's slip into it. Yeah. Gee, it must be psychological. It really changes your personality. Cheerio. Pip-pip. The fourth pit and parlez-vous français. I've got to take Charles Boyer's pants off. This suit doesn't fit very good. I'll try on the next one. Ooh, one of Charles Lawton's suits. A little loose on me. Funny how it makes me feel like a sea captain. Avast, landlubbers! Batten down the hatches, raise the topsail, fore your aft, and bridge the poop.
Alan, what are you mumbling about?
Quiet, Mr. Christian! Oh, it's you, Mr. Waverly.
Find anything you like yet, Alan?
Oh, no, they're not exactly what I had in... Oh, here's just what I wanted. A suit that was worn by Walter Pigeon. He's so suave and debonair and masterful with women. That's just what I need, Mr. Waverly. I'll wear it home. Jonathan, take a look at this suit here.
Oh, let me look at you, lad. Positively amazing. Amazing.
This suit really make me look different, Jonathan?
You look wonderful, lad. In the words of the Latin poet, quos vult fadere prius dementat, English translation, you're as sharp as a tack, Mac.
You're right, Jonathan. Clothes do make the man. As soon as I put on this suit, it made me feel like Walter Pigeon, you know? Now I can be suave and sophisticated with women.
Answer the door, lad. I must get on with my rehearsing. Friends, Roman,
come to me. I'll try out my new suave personality.
Oh, hello, Alan.
Welcome, my sweet. I'm going to cover your hand with burning kisses.
Why, Alan?
I press my burning lips against your delicate skin. Now stand back and watch it blister.
Alan, I came here to apologize for being angry with you. I thought you didn't have any backbone. Oh, but now you seem so changed.
Gone is the shy boy of yesterday. In his place is a man of the world. Suave, debonair, sophisticated. Cocktail? Cigarette?
Oh, Alan, I've never seen you like this before.
Ah, oh, Dolores, my darling. Come to me. I've always wanted a girl with an hourglass figure. I'm going to kiss you till your sand drops.
Ha ha ha!
You're just like Walter Pigeon.
That's right, Greer. I mean, Dolores.
I simply can't believe this. You sound like a regular playboy.
That's what I am. Alan Young, playboy. Polo in the morning, polo in the afternoon, polo in the evening, polo all day. And then at night I just stand and look at my trophies.
Why don't you sit down and look at your trophies?
Polo all day.
Alan, this new personality of yours changes things.
And what do you mean, my dear?
Well, you see, I invited Hubert Updike to lecture at the Business Girls Club tonight, but, oh, now you're so sophisticated, I think you'd be a better choice.
I'd be delighted to lecture at your Business Girls Club. I shall prepare an address on the position of the career woman in the world today.
Oh, there's Hubert Updike. If he found out I changed speakers, he'd be furious with me.
Leave by the rear door, Dolores. I shall deal with filthy rich Updike.
I'll see you at the meeting tonight, Alan.
Goodbye, Dolores.
Well, Alan, I'm here. I'm here. And Tom Brenneman can give me away, for I'm a great big orchid.
You look upset, Hubert.
Well, I am, Alan. Do you mind if I sit down? I'm exhausted.
Exhausted? Is anything wrong, Hubert?
No, I'll be all right in a minute. It's just that I'm so pretty, I take my breath away.
Oh, relax, Hubert. How about a glass of milk?
Oh, no thanks, Alan. I only drink milk from my own cow. It's so much foamier.
Well, what makes your cow give such foamy milk?
Well, my butler uses mink gloves and she giggles it out. But I wouldn't mind having a snack to eat, Alan.
A snack? Well, Hubert, if you're hungry, I'll fix you a sandwich.
Oh, thank you, Alan. And if you don't mind, please put it on 2 slices of pumper quarter.
Pumper quarter? Hubert, you mean pumper nickel.
We Updikes don't bother with small change.
Hubert, you're not very observant. Haven't you noticed anything different about me this evening?
Well, let me see now. No, I can't say that I do, Alan.
Hubert, I'm wearing a new suit. How does it look?
Ooh, how vulgar.
Oh, yeah? It so happens this suit was worn by a famous movie star.
Oh, well, this suit I'm wearing was worn by Ray Milland in The Lost Weekend. Mm-hmm. It came with 2 pair of pints. Oh, that was a witty one, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll wipe that smile off your face, Hubert. I'm going to give the lecture at the Business Girls Club tonight.
What is this?
I'm giving a lecture at the Business Girls Club.
But, Alan, I was supposed to give the lecture. I was.
Well, I'm taking your place now, Hubert, because I've become irresistible to women, and I owe it all to this suit.
To the suit?
Yes, Hubert, it's pigeons.
Pigeons? Oh, Mother, get out the canary cage. He's giving me the bird tonight.
Walter Pigeon wore it in a movie. I bought it at Waverly's department store.
Oh, I see. And now to make sure Alan doesn't wear that suit tonight. Oh, Alan.
Yeah?
Yeah? I've changed my mind. I'll have that glass of milk.
All right, Hubert. Here you are.
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear!
Hubert, look what you did. You spilled the milk all over my suit.
Oh, heavens, you've been homogenized. Well, I'm dreadfully sorry, Alan.
But I have to wear this suit to the lecture tonight.
Well, Alan, I'll have it cleaned and pressed for you. Now, why don't you go upstairs and take it off?
Well, all right, thanks, Hubert. It's nice of you. I'll be down in a minute, though.
All right, I won't. Oh, and now to call up Waverly's department store. Oh, I do love to dial that telephone. Hello, Mr. Waverly. This is Hubert Updike III speaking. My friend Alan Young would like to exchange the suit he bought today. Yeah, instead of Walter Pigeon, he would like some other movie stars. Someone totally different. What other movie stars' clothes do you have? No, not his. No. Yes, that's the one. Yes, well, I'll be right over to pick it up, Miss Waverly. Oh, bully. Just plain bully. Oh, hello there, Mr. Woolington.
hello there, Hubert.
Oh, Mr. Woolings, are you taking a little stroll?
Oh, yes, it's good for you. Why don't you ever walk?
You meet so many poor people walking.
Well, why don't you like poor people, Hubert?
Most of them haven't any money.
Yes, but plenty of people are nice without being rich. Look at Alan Young.
Oh, yes, Alan Young. Well, confidentially, I've played a trick on Alan. I've changed his suit.
You changed his suit?
Well, he believes clothes make the man, and he'll find out.
Well, Hubert, I believe clothes help to make the man, but there are other things, too.
Heavens to Bristol Mars, what?
A bright, sparkling smile. One you can get with the help of Ipana toothpaste. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. Ipana can help your teeth, your smile, to a brightness and loveliness you never thought possible. Ask your dentist.
A recent national survey found that dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
You see, Ipana is designed not only to clean your teeth, but with gentle massage to aid in the health of your gums. And firm, healthy gums are so important to sounder, brighter teeth, to that more sparkling smile. As a matter of fact, that same national survey showed that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. So why don't you try it this easy way?
Just brush your teeth with Ipana. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your fingertip and gently massage it on your gums.
Then see the difference Ipana can make to your teeth, to your smile. Start with Ipana and gum massage tonight. Well, Alan Young is very confident that he can deliver a sophisticated lecture at the Business Girls Club tonight because he bought a suit of Walter Pigeon's, which made him feel suave and debonair. However, Hubert Updike has exchanged this suit for one belonging to another movie star. Let's join Alan now as he's waiting for the suit to be delivered.
Jonathan, maybe I ought to run through that speech of mine again, huh?
Please do, thou fair-haired boy. Jonathan Mildew will give you the benefit of his many years as a public speaker. Proceed.
Yeah. Women of America, throw off the yoke of suppression. Do you stand by the stove and cook all day? Does your husband come home at night to a worn-out pot? Well, leave your kitchens. Forget about washing and cleaning. Set out in the business world.
My boy, you've summed up the topic in an admirable manner.
I can't understand why my suit hasn't arrived, though. I need that suit to bring out my personality. Maybe that's my suit.
Well, there's only one way to find out who waits outside our house. Mm-hmm. In the words of the Latin poet, Publicus Maximus Humani Nihil Puto. English translation, open the door, Richard.
Jonathan, you answer the door. I've only got my underwear on.
As you wish, my good man. I shall attend it.
Hope it's my suit. Gotta get dressed before I go there.
Good news, my boy. It's your suit.
Oh. Thanks, Jonathan. I'll slip right into it. You got it? Ooh. Hey, something's wrong, though. Pants are a little big on me.
Oh, you're quite right. They do sag a bit in the back.
Gives me the oddest sensation when I walk. I feel like an olive with a loose pimento.
The cleaner might have stretched it a bit.
Yeah. Well, as long as I know it's Walter Pigeon's, I'm confident my lecture will be a success. See you later, Jonathan.
I'm sure Mr. Young will be here any minute, Miss Twiggle.
Oh, good, good. And you know, as president of the Girls' Business Club, I should be the first to meet him.
Oh, you should see him. He's suave and sophisticated. Oh, he's so continental.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, I haven't had my hand kissed since I fed that lump of sugar to Trigger.
Oh, Dolores.
Oh, here he is now.
Good evening, Dolores, my dear.
Alan, I'd like to introduce you to the president of our club, Miss Lydia Twiggle. Oh, Miss Twiggle, this is Mr. Young.
Oh, Mr. Young! Oh, I adore sophisticated men. I find you utterly fascinating.
That is quite understandable.
Alan, Miss Twiggle is the first woman to go out into the business world.
Yes, I started working when I was just 16 years old.
What did you do, sell cookies at the Boston Tea Party? Sophistication, you know.
Oh, Dolores, he's just precious. The most charming man I ever met.
Honey, Miss Twiggle went into the business world as a female model.
Please, they couldn't have modeled any females after her.
insulted like this. He's adorable.
Merely a man of the world. In my carefree existence, women are simply playthings to be cast aside like an old shoe. Oh,
would you cast me aside?
How far can you throw a hip boot? Don't misunderstand my comments, Miss Twiggle. I'm a good-natured suave. As a man of sophistication, I must retain a veneer of sarcasm.
Oh, I understand perfectly. But I think it's time for your lecture now, Mr. Young. I'll bring the girls to order. Alan, this change is remarkable. This afternoon you said your personality was due to your suit, but now you're wearing a different one.
No, it's the very same suit.
It looks different to me, Alan.
I'll prove it to you by the label. Right here it says Walter... Doesn't say Walter Pigeon at all. It's one of Edward G. Robinson's.
What did you say, Alan?
You heard me, Squirt.
Oh, Alan, what's happened to you?
This is terrible. I'm not Walter Pigeon anymore. This suit is beginning to make me feel like Edward G. Robinson.
Girls of the Van Nuys Business Club, here's an event we've all been waiting for. We're about to hear a lecture on the position of career women in the world of today by that suave, sophisticated man of the world, cultured, well-bred Alan Young.
Ah, shut up, you tomatoes! Not quiet, Miss Joint, see? I got a hot rod and an itching trigger finger, see? One false move, I'll shoot your shoulder straps in half and make your slip. Can't chatter, you dames. You wanted me ideas and careers for women, see? Take it from me, see? I know where a woman's place is, see? And it ain't in the business world. They belong in a fruit store with the rest of the cabbage heads.
Disgrace me. What came over you?
I can't help it, Dolores. I didn't want to say these things. It's this suit I'm wearing. It belongs to Edward G. Robinson.
Well, here comes Miss Twiggle. You better apologize at once.
Okay. Look, Miss Twiggle.
Oh, Alan Young, you were magnificent.
Yeah, well, I... What?
You're absolutely right. Women can't cope with men in the business world. Their place is at home in the kitchen.
It is?
Yes. Alan, can't you just picture me dressed in a cute little apron in your kitchen?
Women of America, out of the kitchens, back to the business world. Out of
the kitchens. Alan Young will be back in just a moment. You know, men, it's a fact. When you look successful, it's easier to be successful. So watch your appearance, especially your hair. Rely on Vitalis and the 60-second workout, famous for these three big advantages. One, Vitalis keeps even the driest, most unruly hair under control in a natural, masculine way. Two, the Vitalis workout loosens your tight scalp, prevents dryness. Three, the Vitalis workout routs embarrassing loose dandruff, helps retard excessive falling hair. Yes, better remember Vitalis. To look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight. Here's Alan.
Thanks, Jimmy. Friends, I'd like to ask you to remember the two fine Bristol-Myers products that bring you this program. iPanna for the smile of beauty and Minute Rub, the modern chest rub. And if you have a half hour next Wednesday, listen to Duffy's Tavern over most of these stations. See you next week. Good night.
And to remind you that Alan Young can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, Margie. The Alan Young radio show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz. The part of Hubert Updike is played by Jim Backus. The music is by George Weil and his orchestra. The Alan Young show is heard by our uniformed personnel throughout the world through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.